You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It gives me great honor to present to you the dog father, Joey Villani, exclusively on Animal Radio. What do you think of that, big guy?
I think that that's pretty accurate, and I'm proud to be on Animal Radio.
But you're not so much a big guy anymore.
He's half his size.
I'm still 220 pounds.
Wait. But
yeah, I'm big enough.
I still wouldn't mess with you. I don't think anybody walking down the street would mess with you.
Anyway, before we get started, I want to send out what do you call it? I want to congratulate someone that took one of my classes a long time ago, Miss Sarah Ottinger, who started a grooming salon a year and a half ago, and she is up for best business in the state of Washington, nominated by the people.
Hear, hear.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool when somebody that, you know what, that they sat through your classes, sat through your seminars, and listen to what you had to say and did real well. And this is a single mom that, you know, in a year's time was able to buy a house and support her kid. And she's doing real good. And I'm really proud of her. So
awesome.
I just wanted to say that.
That must make you feel really good.
You know, it makes me feel really good. I like to see people do good, especially within my industry. So it's great. But what I want to talk about today is, you know, when you start getting senior dogs, you start getting dogs that get a little incontinent, you know, with it urinating on each other. And I had urinating on themselves and on each other. I had a woman actually ask me, no matter how many times the dog is bathed, number one, the staining of urine stays in the coat. It's a white dog, of course. And the odor is very hard to get out, which it is. A lot of times, you know, regular shampoos and stuff is not going to really get that odor out 100%. But there's a really, really easy fix. And what you have to do is you have to neutralize the odor. Now, one of the best odor removers that you can use, and mainly because I've come out with a few product lines over the years, you know, I've sat with chemists, and they've all said the same thing. The best thing to remove urine odor is white vinegar.
White vinegar?
So this really? Is what you go. Huh. White okay. vinegar, absolutely. So this is what you're going to do. Of course, what it does, it neutralizes the uric acid. So it breaks it down.
Huh.
So what you're going to do is you're going to bathe your dog like you normally would. Then you're going to make a mixture of a gallon of water to a quarter cup of white vinegar. If you can use distilled water, it definitely works a little bit better because sometimes, depending on where you are in the country, the minerals from the water will discolor, especially a light-colored dog, whether it's white or you know, beige or whatever. But the lighter-colored dog, sometimes you'll get a reddish tint to it. So if you use distilled water, it works good. If not, tap water will work. What you're going to do is you're going to spray the area, kind of saturate it, work it in there, and towel dry it. Now, very important, some pets may become a little bit sensitive to this. So if you notice that the skin becomes a little irritated, just dilute it down a little bit more the next time that you use it. And what you're going to do is you're going to spray the area, you're going to wipe it down, and almost instantly that smell will go away. Now, you may have a strong vinegary smell, but the vinegar smell will go away as the pet dries. When the pet dries, you're going to notice that you're not going to have that strong urine odor anymore. It works really good. I mean, a lot of people who have pets that wear diapers for certain reasons, they deal with this. And the sad part about it is I've known people that have put their pets down because of this, and you don't have to do that. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it gets to the point where it becomes unbearable. To me, you know, my pet's my pet, and I got to deal with what I have to deal with. But
sure.
It's a real easy fix. So there you go.
And it doubles, as I've mentioned before, you can just spritz a little on your salad, a little lettuce or arugula. And
yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a good dressing there. I know that Molly, the studio dog, sometimes pees on Ladybug, the studio dog. Or is it the other way around? Ladybug pees on Molly?
Ladybug pees it. Well, because she's out there and she's lifting her leg and Molly walks right underneath it.
Yeah, it's not on purpose or anything like that.
No.
Well, you know, but usually when something like that, you soap and water work fine. It's when the pet is either laying in it, you know, sometimes from kennels. If you have your dog kenneled a lot and they come home and, you know, even though the kennel is supposed to clean them, they get that kennel smell, which is basically urine. it works really good for that, or for, you know, a dog that just can't hold it. But it's more for the pets that are always sitting in urine, and not for the ones that get a little bit on them here and there, they beat on, like you're talking about.
There you go. The dog father right here on Animal Radio. Olivia Barish, actress Olivia Barish, will be on in just a couple of minutes talking about Barkville TV. And Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, there's some new information out about spirituality in our world, but specifically animal afterlife.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, what we we'll talk more about it later, okay?
You know, this is a subject that is always...
I know.
Yeah, okay. It's on the way right here on Animal Radio. First, your calls for Dr. Debbie or Joey Volani toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. Or you can ask them from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
A British cat's bad behavior has forced his owner to post a sign that reads, "Warning, dangerous cat has attacked 13 people in the last 6 years." Ann Hogben says 12-year-old Blackie is as gentle as a kitten, often curling up in her lap for a nap. But he turns into a different cat when he sees a man in uniform. So far, 5 postmen, 1 police officer, 5 paperboys, a garbage man, and a construction worker have been attacked by Blackie. Blackie was known for chasing his victims down the street. But even now that he's an indoor cat, his behavior hasn't changed. Ann recently came home to find blood on her letterbox after Blackie attacked the mailman's hand as he pushed the letters in. Blackie no longer has access to the front door. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Find us at animalradio.com. Log on, learn more,